Shalom, everybody! Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Bechukotai. This Aliyah has six psukim, and in it we hear about Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, so to speak, and also about Maaser Behema, the tithe of animals. I'll explain both, God willing, momentarily, but with these two mitzvot, we, Baruch Hashem, conclude Sefer Vayikra. As mentioned a moment ago, our Parsha and all of Sefer Vayikra end with two mitzvot, Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema. We are commanded to take a tenth of our crops and give that tenth to a Levi. That's called Maaser Rishon. Our Aliyah talks about a second Maaser, Maaser Sheni, where we are commanded in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle to take another tenth of our crops and eat it in Yerushalayim. If we're unable to bring it to Yerushalayim, we can redeem it and take the cash, go to Yerushalayim, and spend the money there. That's Maaser Sheni. In our Aliyah, we also hear about Maaser Behema. We need to take a tenth of our kosher cattle. In other words, cows, sheep, and goats. And we need to take a tenth of that and eat that in Yerushalayim after the fats and the blood have been offered on the Mizbeach. And we have to ask a general question. Why would the Torah end Sefer Vayikra specifically with these two mitzvot? And more specifically, we can ask something about these two mitzvot, which seems strange. I am eating the food anyway. I'm eating those crops anyway. I'm eating those animals anyway. Why do I have to go all the way to Yerushalayim to eat my own food? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. It comes from the Sefer HaChinuch. It's not entirely clear who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we know that it was written by a student of the Ramban, so we know it was written sometime in the 13th century. In any case, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach, which is Mitzvah 360, is the Mitzvah of Maaser Behema, and Mitzvah Taf Ayin Dalid, Mitzvah 474, is the Mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason for both mitzvot is the same. The Sefer HaChinuch says that Hashem chose Bnei Yisrael to be His nation, and He wanted us to be engaged in Torah and wisdom and to work to know God and to bring God into this world as much as possible, etc., etc. Yerushalayim is the center of Torah knowledge in Israel. For example, the Sanhedrin is where great people sit. They sat in Yerushalayim, next to the Beit HaMikdash. And it's there where they learn and they discuss the Torah and its application in the world. And so in Yerushalayim, Torah conversations happen here. Torah learning happens here. Application of halacha happens here, etc., etc. And therefore, there are many mitzvot, including Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema, where we are commanded to go to Yerushalayim and to hang out there. Okay, those are my words, not the Sefer HaChinuch's. But yeah, we're commanded to be there, to spend time there, to interact with people there. And we're going to bring our spouse there sometimes and our family there sometimes. And then we go back to our homes, wherever they may be. And we bring our newfound love for Torah and our newfound experiences in Torah back to our families, to our friends, to our community. Torah becomes spread throughout the whole country. It's through all this activity and interaction and through all these experiences and conversations, Torah will be spread throughout the land. And that's the Sefer HaChinuch on these two mitzvot, but perhaps one can suggest that that is the message that Hashem wants us to hear when we finish Sefer Vayikra. Building the Mikdash in Sefer Shmot is not enough. Even the Avoda in the Mikdash, which we hear about in Sefer Vayikra, is not enough. We need to bring the Mikdash, bring the Avoda back into our homes, and that, quite powerfully, is indeed a beautiful message that we need to hear at the end of Sefer Vayikra. It also happens to be nowadays that this parsha always comes before Yom Yerushalayim. What a powerful and valuable and critical message that we need to hear before Yom Yerushalayim also. Yerushalayim is the center of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so kind to us for the last 3,000 years, and certainly for the last 50 plus years. in Yerushalayim, about Yerushalayim. And we need to take the Torah from Yerushalayim. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We need to take it outwards and apply it to our lives and throughout our lives. An incredible message to finish Sefer Vayikra with. Chazak, chazak, v'nitzchazek. Shabbat shalom, everyone.